Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. It's your host, Neo Gentrix, here with Food for Thought. Thoughts If It Were You, a Dark Cancer production, Season 3. Can you believe we're that far in? Episode 8. Today, we're going to talk about some of the organic opioids that exist, because it's a, like I mentioned before, still a major issue that exists. And then we'll move to the synthetic ones. I have four that I want to look in, but we're going to look at, I want to say, one of the organic types, and then we're going to look at some of the synthetic ones as far as opioids and other drugs are concerned here in the narcotics series. So that's something to look forward to, and just a little update as to what's going on in my life right now. Suffering from some car trouble is preventing me from doing a lot of the stuff that I want to do. So one of the pluses will be that you'll get more episodes from me sooner, so there's something to look forward to. So let's go ahead and jump into our episode and talk about the organic opioid oxycodone. Sounds interesting. All right, everybody, welcome back. Hey. It's your buddy, Neo Gentrix. Let's go. So, one of the things I want to go ahead and let you guys know now, for those of you who do listen on Spotify, every episode will have a question added to them on the listing. If you feel like you like the episodes and you want to support them more, feel free to either answer the polls or the questions that are there. Leave comments. This will help my podcast grow and also set the precedent for future episodes. So for stuff you want to see or hear about, leave them down below. So let's get started, shall we? Let's go with the organic opioid oxycodone. Now, as we already know, okay, organic opioids aren't as strong as the synthetic ones, but they're just as dangerous, if not worse. So the oxycodone, which is a very powerful pain medication that is used to relieve moderate to severe pain in most cases, it works by binding the specific receptors in the brain and the spinal cord. This, in turn, reduces the sensation of pain that you're feeling. Let's just put it this way, that oxycodone is pretty readily available. It's available in various formulations and strengths that you can actually purchase from the store, including immediate release tablets, extended release tablets, or oral solutions. It's often prescribed as part of a combination therapy for most people, and it is also combined with other pain relievers, such as the well-known acetaminophen or ibuprofen, which we'll be talking about later on in a different episode. However, I want to make note that it's also important to note that oxycodone is also a Schedule II controlled substance. This means that it is, or rather has, high potential for abuse and dependence, just like any other opioid drug. And misuse of oxycodone can also lead to addiction, overdose, and death. So there's some other things to keep in mind with using this specific drug. It's also crucial for patients to understand the risks associated with taking oxycodone. It's better to follow the doctor's instructions and be careful. And it should only be taken as prescribed and never shared or used recreationally. This is not a drug that you can just share with your friends because you feel like doing it, as it can cause many, many negative or adverse reactions that can cause a lot of problems for a lot of people very quickly, might I add. One of the most important things to keep in mind when taking oxycodone is that it causes drowsiness and can impair your ability to drive or operate heavy machinery. So this is something to keep in mind. It's important to avoid these types of activities when taking this kind of medication, though I know that a lot of people aren't able to avoid work. So it's important to, you know, communicate with your doctor as to what all it is you actually do before they start you on this medication, so that you can either alert your job or make preparations to be off during that period, so that it doesn't cause any actual problems with your ability to work. That being said, one of the things I want to make fully aware is the importance of being aware of the potential side effects of taking oxycodone. Okay, well, it sounds like it's super great, you know, it relieves pain and I just have to use it in the way that the doctors specify, like any kind of narcotic or drug. I want you to be aware that there are side effects and that side effects for this drug can be pretty bad. Depending on the person, some people it's not so bad, they'll be a little drowsy, but the major side effects of taking oxycodone include nausea, vomiting, constipation, dry mouth, dizziness. And while these may not sound like they're all that bad, a good combination of a couple of these can put you in a very severe or bad position where you're hospitalized for a good chunk of the day or the month, depending on, you know, how bad the symptoms are. That being said, if you experience any of these serious side effects and you happen to be taking it listening to this podcast, the one thing I want you to make sure you do is report it immediately to your doctor so that they can help you. However, with that being said, there have been several unfortunate incidents reported involving oxycodone in the recent years, so sometimes you may not be able to report it fast enough for them to do anything, and you end up becoming slightly codependent on something that's actually killing you. But there's only one way to know, and that's for you to go in and check. Okay? And we're back from that short break. All right, everybody. So we're still talking about that organic opioid, oxycodone. And like I mentioned before, it can be addicting. It can have problems. So let me go ahead and address the problems tab that I mentioned a second ago. Okay. Like I said, one of the major issues is the high potential for addiction and overdose. Okay, oxycodone is a highly addictive substance, and long-term use can lead to physical dependency and withdrawal symptoms. Misuse of oxycodone can lead to addiction characterized by compulsive drug-seeking type of behaviors and an inability to control the use and how much of it you're using, or the way you get it, because in some cases it's, you know, not sanitary, but this depends on the person's mindset and how badly their body desires it, how badly they want it. Another issue is the prevalence of counterfeit or illegally obtained oxycodone. These drugs are often mixed with other substances such as fentanyl, which we'll cover later, which increases the risk of overdosing and also increases the dependency on that drug while adding the dependency of another. In addition, people who purchase these drugs on the street have no way of knowing the actual dose or the purity of that drug. And that just makes it, you know, that much more dangerous, because once you become addicted to it, you want it so badly that you're going to do anything for it. And then once you get a strain of it that's mixed with something else, not aware of that, even if you're given the drug that you're addicted to, it won't give you that same feel, because you'll either require more of it to override the other drug that your body is desiring, or you're going to want that one same mixture that you can only get from one specific person. Okay? The opioid crisis in the United States has been driven in large part by the proliferation of synthetic opioids, including oxycodone. And the opioid epidemic has resulted in a high number of overdose deaths each year. And oxycodone is one of the most commonly prescribed and abused opioids that exists. It's important to note that oxycodone can be prescribed by healthcare professionals for the management of severe pain, but they should only be taken under close medical supervision. Misuse of oxycodone can lead to addiction, overdose, and death, as noted earlier in this episode. In conclusion, with what I've essentially told you over the last, you know, 10 minutes or so, long story short, oxycodone is a powerful pain medication, and it can be effective in managing moderate to severe pain, but it's important to be aware of the risks associated with taking the specific type of drug. If you're... Well, let me go ahead and stop right there. If you're prescribed this, God forbid that a doctor has to prescribe this for you, okay? First thing I want you to do, whether you believe in God or not, pray. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to walk away from this should you become addicted to it from one accidental misuse, okay? Second, if you're prescribed this oxycodone, be sure to follow the doctor's instructions very carefully. Follow it to a T, and then contact them immediately if you have any of the serious side effects I mentioned before, earlier. I don't know what a befub is. Y'all figure it out, let me know. Like I said, it's a very powerful drug. It's a very powerful opium drug. And like I said, it has a very high potential for being addictive, and issues of overdosing is really high. And with all those unfortunate incidents happening over the years, I don't want someone else that you know or yourself to become one of the unfortunate souls that gets stuck in the endless loop of, you know, taking it. That being said, like I said earlier, it's important to be aware of the risks and to take steps to protect yourself and your loved ones. And I highly advise that you do so. And if you know someone who is taking these drugs, you need to watch them. Watch them for their safety and their health, not just your own. And make sure that the drugs they're using are only being used according to the label. Because a lot of lives have been ruined because of these things, and I've watched it happen, and it's really sad. I've watched some of my own family members fall into some seriously bad habits, and there's nothing that they can do about it. So bear with me, and let's work together to try to help save some people, because honestly, I don't care how effective this drug is, it's not worth risking your life, your sanity, and your health over something that may or may not be good for you or your body. Alright everybody, that's it. That's all I got on the dangers of oxycodone and what it is as far as it being an organic opioid. There are others, but not as influential as this one, so that's the reason why I focused a whole episode on it. Next time we'll be taking a look at the synthetic opioids, hydrocodone, carfentanil, and tramadol in as close a detail as I can as far as what it is and what its effects are. And for those four. And then after that, we're going to move into stimulants. Actually, we'll take a short break from that. We'll go back to finishing my discussion on the learning and thought processes that I mentioned back in episode 5. We'll go from there. And you'll also see the return of some of the Dark History series episodes that I did back in season 1. I know season 2 was short and only had about 25 episodes, but for what it's worth, a lot of stuff happened in 2022 that I and 2021 that I didn't mention, with the passing of about 10 members of my family, which is the reason why season 2 came to such an abrupt end, and we started with season 3 midway through 2022 moving into 2023. So we're starting fresh, here we are, and you know, let's give it our best go, okay? That being said, like I mentioned earlier in this episode, if you see a question or a poll at the end of this video, feel free to select an option here on Spotify or on any other platform that you're there if you're able to see it. These answers help me select what the next episodes are going to be like and how we're going to progress forward. This whole podcast, like I mentioned in the very, very beginning, I don't know if any of y'all remember that from that far back, but the whole point of this podcast is to be educational and to help people understand stuff they don't know or would like to know. I do the research so you don't have to. That way, all you have to do is listen and know what to do. And anytime you need the information or you know someone who's in this type of predicament, you could just send them the episode, let them listen. It'll help a little bit here and there with either whatever the issue is that they're having, and they'll be able to move on with their life. That being said, I thank you for your time and your effort in coming here and listening to me speak, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Stay blessed.